Blog Talk Radio. Okay, welcome folks to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host, Linda. If I can get a sound check out there from Rod or someone, that would be great. I am broadcasting from Oceanside, California. It's a gray day, a little breeze, and about 75 degrees. And we get kind of June gloom in July. But from the marine layer, we're very close to the ocean. This program is brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamiliesWithAYS.com. Great site. Whoever our guest is, welcome, welcome Bill and Rod, and guest 2713. And again, there's a phone number to call if you wish to call into the show. That's 646-378-0321. I'm going to start with local stuff in San Diego because there is so much talk now, of course, on this Agenda 21, and we really need to get a handle on this because Zero, like I said, is blabbing his evil mouth about it. Pushing for all this stuff and wants to herd everybody into the cities. Well, there was stuff on Facebook today, and of course, it's been more and more and more focusing. In fact, there was that piece from Megyn Kelly, and they were talking about this Agenda 21 and smart growth, sustainable development, which is, by the way, what the global elitists had to change their names from the sustainable development. Or Agenda 21, so that they think that they can fool people, but they can't. So what they did here in San Diego, we're going to get more into those articles, and I'll tell you which person and which city council member I gave this information to. But here was my headline today. It says, let me get the next person up here, and I think it's, if I can get that one. Hold on 1 second. Are you getting sound, Bill? Uh-oh. Try to, and we've got 276. Is that Chuck?
That's Chuck.
Hey,
I can't even listen to you guys on my iPad.
Yeah.
So if I don't say
Bill's
a word, I can at least hear you on the phone, even if I don't say
a
word.
Yeah, absolutely.
and it's not costing me a dime.
Okay,
go right ahead, Linda. I'm listening.
Okay. So what they did today, this was Wednesday, July 10th. So, oh, he's got sound now. Good. Awesome. Anyway, it says council, this is the San Diego, not my city council, because I'm in Oceanside. This is San Diego. Council vote kicks bike share program into gear. This is all this crazy nonsense. It says, listen to this, stations with bicycles for rent to be placed throughout the city. Oh, you're going to love this. Bill, you're going to love this article. A new bike sharing program that will make at least 1,800 bicycles available for self-service use citywide will launch early next year in San Diego at no cost to taxpayers. It's the city council. Yeah,
I've
the
heard
city,
that line before. Is you, Bill?
The city council. He's not. He's
Bill
not on?
On
the line with me. No, he's out there.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on. He'll call in a minute.
Out there in cyberspace somewhere.
Yeah, the city council unanimously approved a 10-year partnership. This is it. They got the public-private partnerships with this nonsense with private firm Deco Bike to install between 180 and 220 bike-sharing stations throughout the whole city. A capital investment of about $7.2 million paid entirely by this company. The revenue would be generated through daily rentals or monthly and yearly memberships. This is what I hope it blows up in their faces, but out here there's too many libtards who buy into
this
green monster nonsense.
With all the problems California's got, that's their main. I mean.
Yeah, oh, it gets better. Listen to this. The deal also guarantees the city a slice of the revenue between $1 million and $2.6 million over the next decade. Yeah, right.
But
here,
that's what,
this is. This is how they think, and you're going to love all this stuff that I'm going to read to you in a minute. This is what they think. These people are projecting that there's actually going to be people living in California. I don't think so. It's going to be a ghost state.
Yeah, 100,000 a year in a decade.
They're leaving.
Or how many of them will get stolen during that period of time, end up in the bay.
Yeah.
And
so here's this chick. This is you got to hear this organization. Her name is Elise Lowe, Executive Director of Move San Diego, which is probably part of this green monster crap they've got. She says the program is a much needed addition to the city's transportation network. Here's my quote from her. This is innovative, cool, and fun. You know, it's going to improve your health. You know, it's going to reduce vehicle miles traveled and do more for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And then she says, thank you so much for giving San Diegans more options to get around. She wouldn't know a greenhouse gas emission if it came up and slapped her in the face and got it all
and
wet.
Like people that's got a doctor's appointment, they go take a shower, get dressed, and then go hop on a bicycle and ride 5 or 6 miles to their doctor's appointment. Like that's going to happen, right?
Bill says, I believe it. He says he knows at least 15 people who have moved to where he lives from California in the last year alone, and that's just in his small area. So here's what these clowns are doing. This whole article just got me going today. It says they don't know the location of the initial stations, hasn't been determined. The city and Deco Bike plan to launch the campaign to get community input on the most convenient locations over the next few months, with city officials making the final call. Oh, God. The solar-powered stations, oh, this is funny, have wireless technology and don't require utility connections, so they can be easily installed nearly anywhere. The goal is to have the stations open for business sometime between January and March, and that would be next year, of course. And
that's
so here we go.
That's all they're concerned about, Linda, is the green crap.
Yeah. So it says when the city reviewed the bids last year, daily rental rates were estimated at $8, with monthly and yearly memberships pegged at $30 and $100 respectively. Bike rentals will also be available on an hourly basis. In cities that currently have the program, the first half hour is free for members. On Tuesday, city officials said prices had yet to be set. Yeah, this is what they're concentrating on in San Diego, and they've got Socialist Bob Filner as their mayor. It's unbelievable. Using the bike share is simple. Insert a membership card or credit card at a kiosk, enter a bike number, take the bike and ride, dock it at another station. We're creating a new transportation system here in the city of San Diego. Oh, my God. Which we haven't done since we did the trolley in the 80s, said Councilman Alvarez. So I think that's really good. These guys are brain dead. We're
this
creating
is like
a different,
National Lampoon stuff.
Yeah, listen to this. We're creating a different culture as well in the city of San Diego. So that was his quote. The Deco Bike has also installed bike sharing programs in 3 Florida cities. Oh, these guys must be huge. Miami Beach, Surfside, and Bay Harbor Island, with Miami and Long Beach coming soon from March to 2011, December 2012. The Miami Beach residents logged 1.8 million trips that totaled nearly 5.1 million miles, according to the company's website. Washington, D.C. has a program, and New York City just launched one. This is crazy. They're conditioning these poor, stupid slobs. Bike sharing programs have been growing rapidly in recent years, according to the website bikeshare.com, which says as of February, there were 495 programs worldwide with nearly 500,000 bikes. The bikes for San Diego you're going to love this. The bikes for San Diego are equipped with LED lighting, adjustable seats, and a basket large enough to carry a laptop or a bag. Oh, my God. So,
God, that's a Cadillac version.
Yeah. So it says Deco Bike's chief marketing officer said the company would likely offer special incentives to the first 1,000 or 2,000 to sign up for the bike sharing program to boost participation. Okay, I'm almost done with it. One potential downside for the city is, listen to this, the downside for the city is that some of the stations may have to be placed where metered parking currently exists. The city estimated that the removal... You're going to love this one. Yeah. The city estimated that the removal of 10 parking meters would reduce revenue by $21,000 per month. It's not, you're going to love this one. It said, wait till you hear the rest. It's not clear how many parking meters would need to be eliminated at this point. Council President Todd Gloria said the positives of bike sharing far outweigh the negatives. Whatever revenue we're going to lose off that one, that 1 meter, I think will be more than offset by the number of people who choose to come to those communities on bikes as opposed to cars. It's a bargain. I guess
since they see all the people moving out of California, yeah, they don't need the parking meters anymore.
Yeah. That's true. Councilman Kevin, this offers our best opportunity for success. If you make it convenient for people, they will use it. This is a great program at no cost to taxpayers, and we should celebrate that. Oh, my God. So I got Bill on the line, too. Hi, Mr. Bill.
Oh, my God.
Bill, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. I've got you. Hold on.
I'm here.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Hey, evening,
all right,
Bill. Evening, brother.
I'm sitting here. I was showing Chad's brother the phone number and stuff and telling him how he could call in if he wanted to. And
absolutely.
I'm sitting here with a couple of guys. I've always got a couple people, at least one person. Chad's always here listening, Linda.
Awesome. Love it. I know that. I'm so excited about your family. In a couple days, dude, we're going to be – we don't have to do this by computer. We're going to be in person, and it's going to be wonderful. And so the one that I wanted to talk about also was that one that we saw on Facebook. I think it was today, wasn't it, Bill, where they had the TV thing, and I think it was 15 minutes long, and it was a thing with Megyn Kelly, and the guy was talking about smart growth and herding people into cities, and Obama's pushing this hard.
Yeah,
and they
that's a Democratic congressman.
Yeah. And so then they had the
map. He's not the only one. There have been others come out there and talk about it. And if you look on the net and looked up moving people to the cities or whatever, herding to the cities, I'm sure you'll find article after article about it.
Sure.
But it's
so
all
here's
the
thing.
21, and we've been screaming this and screaming this. But those are the kind of things when they try to do that move there and some of these other moves that brings more of an eye from the public. And when it does, it increases our chances to defeat them because we'll wake up to the threat.
You got it. And here's the thing.
I got to tell you, Obama's in desperation mode right now.
Yep. And here's
serious desperation mode.
Yes, he is.
The other thing is, Bill.
Now you're finding out the DOJ was involved with promoting the crap against Zimmerman and stuff and all
for
this,
real
I
knew that, Bill. I knew that the day Al Sharpton showed up down there and started his crap.
I knew that
because they weren't able to file charges against.
They'll let the new Black Panthers come out and put a $10,000 advertise a $10,000 bounty on a man's head and they go on and on.
The state was not even going to file charges against the man until they started the bunch of politicians and all these racists like Al Sharpton and all of them started crying racism is racist, he's racist, he's racist. And then the lead investigator quit. He believed every word Zimmerman told him.
How do you like how they've turned this into a black-white thing when Zimmerman himself is Hispanic?
He's Hispanic. Yeah. Well, they said he was a Hispanic white.
Yeah, no, we have a new race.
A black white, exactly.
We have a new.
Actually,
technically,
he's a white black.
Yeah,
Oreo. And he is black.
Yeah, an Oreo.
We got a new race. They're called white Mexicans. it's pretty sick. I know. I mean, I know Mikey B talked about this on his show two weeks in a row. It was like amazing. It's just astounding what's going on. And when you talk about the color of Obama, he's red.
Yeah.
He's red with a sickle and hammer. Yes. That's
I'm not caring about what color a person is. I look at your character. I look at who you really are.
What kind of person you really are.
I was always proud. My father always said when it came to people, I was colorblind.
Oh, my God. My dad was a racist son of a gun, buddy.
He didn't rip off on me. He didn't try to around blacks and other colors and stuff.
Yeah, we were too. There's a lot. I mean, I played with a bunch of blacks my whole life when I grew up as a little kid.
It's just like within all races, though, Chuck, and you know this to be true, brother. The fact is, you got good and you got bad.
Exactly, exactly. But my dad never did. He never did try to
color, divide them by that. By that. Are they a good person or a bad person?
Right.
That's all we need to know. We don't need to know male sex. We don't need to know what color they are. All we need to know is, are they good or are they bad?
Yeah. Didn't Trayvon Martin's girlfriend sit right there on the witness stand and say that he said it was some kind of, what was it, a weird-looking cracker? And she said, don't you consider that offensive? And she said, not in our neighborhood, it's not. In other words, they all talked like it.
Here's another one, you guys. I'm just going through the headlines. It just got a new one. It says, Obama to use $8 billion, with a B, of taxpayers' money to wage war on coal, leaving thousands unemployed.
I made some phone calls this morning,
unbelievable.
Guys. I called some of the coal companies, but the ones that are called, they just sell like a ton to this man or a half a ton, whatever they need during the winter. But I got a hold of this one. It's called Integrated Power Sources of Virginia. And I thought they were into like clean coal technology or something like that. But this is the most interesting phone call I've ever made in my life. And,
I asked him how many
coal jobs he'd lost. He said, really? We don't deal in coal. He said, we deal in new technologically advanced power sources, really high-tech batteries, solar panels. He said, we buy solar panels by the bulk because we can get a better deal on them than sell them to the public. I talked to this guy for an hour, Bill. He said, we got to talking about the gun stuff and immigration. And he said, sounds like you got a libertarian streak in you. I said, no, I've just got an independent streak. It's about a mile wide.
Yep.
Amen.
He said,
I was reading this when you were talking about the clean coal and electricity. It says, Obama's war on coal is a war on America. The American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, President Mr. Duncan indicated 280 coal-fired generated units could close in the coming years due to strict environmental regulations already in place. Obama's war on coal has claimed
I'm glad you mentioned that, Linda.
Yep.
I'm glad you mentioned
that
right there.
I read the same thing, Linda.
You know my background. Well, I'm going to tell you. It creates a toxic waste to do either one.
Right.
Solar panels creates a toxic waste.
You got to have batteries instead.
Create a toxic waste.
And what do they think powers all these electric vehicles?
Now,
coal.
How many years out are we going to be where we're coming back and saying, oh, we got to do something to save the environment from the lithium, the batteries, making solar panels.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we only with the solar and wind, we only that's about less than 1% of our energy.
Of a percent.
You do not have enough land. There is not enough land in the United States to build enough, put up enough
solar panels.
You could probably do it with solar panels, but you'd have to be covering the mountains and every damn thing else across the country.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
To generate that kind of power that you're generating from coal. They should be putting more efforts into working onto the hydrogen solution. Floating, because that right there, how much of the atmosphere is, it's the easy, cheapest way to go.
You've
got to be able to get it under control so it's not volatile.
Right. And newsflash, the old ways work. The other way doesn't. That's why nobody uses it. Hello?
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely, it's all of this Agenda 21 garbage. And these people lie through their teeth. They don't know what a greenhouse gas is. Do you know what greenhouse gases are? It's water vapor.
They think we're too stupid to figure this stuff out.
Exactly.
Do we know that for them in their high-tech places where they're growing high-tech plants and stuff, they infuse those places with CO2? Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
To make them more healthy and grow bigger and more bountiful, they infuse them with CO2.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I had this conversation with these idiots in my neighborhood, and I believe me, I was outnumbered, but I spoke my mind. They probably looked at me like I was from Mars, but I didn't care. So,
Can you stand still when you're talking to them?
Yeah.
I don't seem to be able to do that, Linda. They seem to run away from me.
No.
That's like arguing with idiots.
These people were sitting at a table where we couldn't leave. I mean, unless you wanted to be really rude and just run away from, you know, a fight or a debate. And I got some of my stuff out. Of course, I was shouted down by these morons who don't know what they're talking about, and they're utilizing what they're using as proof of their science, their junk science, comes from
one of their Democratic leaders said.
Yes, what it comes from is called earth science books that are taught in schools, which is all propaganda and indoctrination and lies.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
And this idiot, before we had the actual,
they forget the main premise of science.
Here's the deal.
Everything is only fact for a while.
This idiot holds up this book that was a textbook, and he looks at me and he says, "Are you? You're not putting any credence in the textbooks?" And I says, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "These are written by progressives. Our education system in this country is in the toilet." He shut up.
Exactly.
He didn't know how to deal with that. No, because
exactly.
That man couldn't think for himself. If he tried, he is so easy. That guy sucks up the diarrhea coming out of Obama's mouth like it was the gospel, and he swallows it hook, line, and sinker, honey. Oh my Lord. Absolutely. It's the truth.
Oh, all it's going to take is we've got to find a way to expose who all is involved in the carbon exchanges globally. And once you do that and the people could see a list, I'd want the entire globe to see the list, and people could see the list of who these people are that are going to rake in billions and billions and billions of dollars off of a tax that they created for a lie. Never forget Alinsky. Perpetrate a lie and keep pushing it until it's accepted as truth.
Hitler said that several times in Mein Kampf, in different ways. Absolutely. Oh, that was his tour de force. Look, these people, and that article that had the map, and I think I told you in an email or something that there was something missing from that map, even though, you know, the orange and red one and the yellow and the buffer zones, they're hurting. They didn't put the black dots on there. So I sent that whole article to my city council guy who came up to me on July 3rd and thanked me for giving him stuff on Agenda 21. So I sent the whole damn thing to him today. And I said, what's missing are the black dots where they want to herd people into these cities. I said, and that's the only place that humans are going to be allowed to go without all these other restrictions. And I told him that when I get back from Delaney and
if you and I were corresponding and they did their thing, we would never be able to go and meet each other. They won't permit us to travel.
No, sir.
That's right.
Not outside the little compound.
Yeah,
right. They want to keep an eye on everybody.
Linda,
you
got to read Agenda 21. You
got
to read that.
How much you peed out? They want to know it all.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's disgusting. No,
but
here's the thing.
I read Beck's book, Agenda 21.
Yeah, I heard it was awesome. It was
exactly what you guys are talking about right now.
Exactly.
They brought him a little nutrition kit.
I'm a simple country boy, and I know this stuff. I'm a Libra. And things have to be logical. They have to balance out to me, or it throws me up kilter. And all this crap that the government's been shoving at us the last 20 years or longer that I've been aware of, oh, my God.
I'm Sagittarian. I think I'm lucky, dynamic, and independent.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. So I told the city councilman that when I'm done with my vacation and the other things that I do in July, I definitely want to sit down with him in his office in a private meeting, because I will show him things that can explain. I can get him stuff from Tom DeWeese, everything that I have. I can show him my maps, everything that's going on.
He's probably surrounded by a bunch of progressive, Linda, and nobody has ever bothered to point that stuff out to him. He's just completely in the dark about all that stuff.
Actually, he was the only one who came up to me on July 3rd at the celebration for Oceanside, because he knows me from speaking at the city council, and he knows my name, and he realized that I sent him this information that was like just dynamite. I think I got it off Facebook or something, and from one of my groups, and I was so impressed by this the explanation of Agenda 21 in such a perfect concise manner. And he thanked me for it. And I said, look, I've been checking this stuff out for – he's the only one who's actually understanding. He says, I've almost done reading it. I've heard about this stuff. I need to know more. Okay. So I'm definitely going to go see. He's the only one that I think I can trust. So
definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, I'll be educating that boy, let me tell you.
Yes, man. He'll appreciate it, too.
Yeah, because now it's coming to the forefront, because Schmuckface, you know, in the White House is flapping his gums about this nonsense, and these poor people are so stupid they don't know anything about it. This is a green monster. It's an evil green monster, and we've got to expose it every single day.
You know, I'm going to say this. As a parent, you pretty much know when your child is lying.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as the public, I would say that we're kind of like the parent, and we pretty much know when them SOBs in D.C. are lying.
Yep.
See, we've learned, really.
Most of the time, when their lips are moving.
That bothers me so much that they think we're so damn stupid that we can't figure, that we don't know,
you know
it, don't know any better.
They're going to find out if we have to rise up against them, they're going to wish they never started this. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there was a politician in my area that I couldn't beat on paper.
Good. Absolutely. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, so let me go back to this thing.
It's not like they're the cream of the crop, you know.
especially
the truly
when
smart, brilliant people of the world, they don't get involved in that crap because they know what it
right.
is.
When you have somebody like
Thomas Sowell is a good example.
Yeah. When you have somebody like Stretch Piglosi out there saying that our founders would have championed Obamacare, and you have to wonder, has she ever had a CAT scan to see if she even has a brain? I mean, and like they said in The Wizard of Oz, you know,
the mother of
what
immorality.
Would you do with a brain if you had one?
I think Botox.
She's the mother of immorality.
She's got too much Botox.
When you talk about her, that's how I refer to her. You should push that. We should push that out there. Everybody should refer to her as the mother of immorality.
She got told off. I never even said her name,
and Chad said, you must be talking about Pelosi.
She got called out by a lot of priests and stuff in the Vatican on telling her to get the hell out of the church with all her crap on abortion. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say much about that.
The Vatican ain't happy with me either.
Did you see that out in Texas, guys, where they introduced that bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks, and that one Democratic lady stood up and filibustered, and the time ran out from the vote on it, and they voted it down?
Well, now they're like that dude from that Philadelphia abortion clinic
that was cutting her spinal cords. And stuff at 20 weeks. I've got a nephew that was born. He weighed 1 pound and 4 ounces when he was born, Linda.
Oh my God!
And the guy is 13 years old right now.
Wow!
He's got a lot of problems with his skeletal system, and mentally, he's still a child. But he 1 pound and 4 ounces.
I know, that's a miracle.
And he's 13 years old right now.
So I'm just going to finish a little bit on this energy thing.
His parents have had to work really hard to raise him, but I mean, with all the problems he's got.
There was a Kentucky Republican, I believe, Representative Ed Whitfield. It says, Obama is personally responsible for the loss of thousands of jobs. He obviously does not have much.
3,600 of them.
In Kentucky, much interest in states like Kentucky, Tennessee, and Wyoming, where the coal industry is so vitally important, and we are losing jobs dramatically. Oh yeah, and then you know, there was that guy.
But it affects way more than that area.
Oh
here,
yeah, exactly.
Here it affects
our electric trickle
bill,
down. The miners make pretty good money around here, but then they go to restaurants, they go to car dealerships, buy trucks, they own homes.
You can't have restaurants with no electricity.
Right.
You can't have nothing.
A small
exactly.
business that sees their electric rate go up by 70% in a 2-year period, that's liable to put them under.
It would.
The cost of everything else is rising with that.
Yep. It says high costs associated with stricter federal environmental regulations and increased competition for low-priced natural gas have shut down 2 coal-fired power plants in Pennsylvania. It says First Energy Corp will close the coal plants by October 9th, according to Reuters, due to weak power prices. Another factor is the high cost of complying with the EPA's mercury air toxin standards. I wonder if they're worried about the chemtrails with the aluminum and the barium. I wonder if that's factors into anything. I don't think so.
In Kentucky, they had 40 permits to start mining, and all these regulations have stopped all that. That was 40, and you figure a couple hundred, 200 miners for each job. That was 8,000 people right there.
So that now they have these standards, which would require these companies to spend $275 million at the 2 plants. It says in
a lot of the coal fired plants have already
yes.
they're
shut down.
They're producing less, but they've put scrubbers on their stacks and all kinds. They're actually below the regulations.
And here's the other part. It says, together, the company said the plants could generate 2,000 megawatts, about 10% of its total capacity. 1 megawatt can power about 1,000 homes. See, this is what's going on. There was I think it was 2009 under Dick Wad, 15,000 megawatts of coal-fired power plants have closed as low electricity and natural gas prices have made it uneconomical for generating companies to upgrade these facilities. It's just crazy. And these horrible,
Making plastic is more toxic than coal.
It's craziness.
Doing something against the big power companies of the plastic powers?
I'll tell you something you could Google. Virginia Tech has got a very high-tech clean coal a small clean coal plant right there on Virginia Tech's campus. That is very, very interesting.
Yep. I mean,
Virginia Tech in Blacksburg.
The thing is, even if you could clean the coal up, they're still going to outlaw you. They're invested in that carbon tax.
Exactly.
Yep. I know. We got to make a list, Bill, when we talk to these folks.
Really,
there was another.
Look, everybody goes out and starts griping about the big oil companies. How much in taxes per year does the government get off of that?
Yeah.
Here's another one. You guys are going to love this. Did you guys see the one?
The same with cigarettes, the same with beer, the same with everything else out there.
But then you got the CASR,
what all the government owns. And they collect income from, and then explain to us why they keep raising taxes.
Companies like General Electric that don't pay any taxes.
They control their spending.
That's right. I know. We can go into the monetary system. That's one for me and you and Ron, because he's pretty cool on that.
That's Ron.
But it's really pretty easy. You can't spend more than what you take in.
I know.
Dave Ramsey, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They had him on Fox News this morning, and was talking about the student loans. Those companies that are scamming these college students, like $1,600, and we'll get you interest rates reduced or get you payments deferred. Ramsey said, you can do it for free. He said, the government has got free programs. All you got to do is call them.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
Well,
and,
yeah, you know,
I don't know.
But the sad thing is, why are you paying for that college education when they ain't teaching you crap anymore?
It's indoctrination. It's horrible.
Yeah.
None
of them that go to college anymore seem to be that bright, or they'd all be going into something that they knew there was a future in. Instead of overloading one area or another area, everybody goes in to be this.
My daughter went to East Tennessee State. My daughter went to East Tennessee State here, not far from the house, and got her degree in health sciences. She's a physical therapist. She's not. Mm-hmm. She's not working as a physical therapist right now, but.
My daughter is starting school, and I told her, she said, what do you think? And I said, if I was you, I'd look to the future. I would go in there, and I'd learn to be a water specialist.
Yep, absolutely.
I said, because the water is going to become a big issue, and they're going to have people that know how to clean it up and this and that, and that's why they need you.
My sister-in-law works for Penn, Virginia. She's a geologist. They send her all over the world, guys, to...
Wow.
Do exploration and all. She just moved from Philadelphia. They moved her to Houston just a couple months ago, and she's single, makes about $150,000 a year.
That's awesome.
Travels all over the world, no cost for a dime.
You know,
there was one on Facebook. I don't know if Bill saw this. It said New York schools dropped First Lady's lunch program because the kids were hungry. The kids were complaining and falling asleep. Oh my God! And you know what else? I posted a comment on that one. I think it was Terry Kiley that put it up there. And I said yeah. And I don't think anybody ever bothered to ask the first witch how many calories she consumes on those vacations.
Really?
Yeah, that witch. I can't. Anyway, this. Have you guys seen what's going on with the August recess? It says Obama commits to signing UN arms trade treaty while Congress is at summer recess.
Yeah,
my God, that son of a bee.
And I read some of
that
article.
That's part of that desperation. They're trying to rush it. Remember, I told you they had a time schedule they got to fill.
I know.
They're behind.
I looked it up on the internet and read the article, and down at the very last sentence. They were talking about tanks and planes and missiles and all this stuff. And down in the very last sentence, it said, small arms and light weapons. The very last sentence.
Oh, it's evil. This
They said 500,000. They said 500,000 people are killed by armed violence every year. And I got to think, I wonder how many of the strict Islamists, the strict Sharia law, how many people they kill per year with machetes or piano wires to behead them, bury them in the ground and stone them to death. Next, they're going to be banning stones or amputations, sexual organ mutilation. I mean,
they don't
say nothing about that because they don't want to offend Islam.
Well, maybe that's because our Muslim leader is in cahoots with Islam
to take over
this country, to make this an Islamic country. He goes over there and tells them we're not a Christian nation, and I don't care who you are. That's a bald-faced lie. We were founded on Christian principles.
They crap, and you talk about an armed conflict, there will be one.
Yep. It's time for an old-fashioned barbecue with lots of bacon, I think, and pork loin, and just see who's offended and say,
And another little paragraph,
bacon in it.
Said it prohibits states that ratify this, whatever it is, states that ratify to promote acts of genocide, crimes against humanity or war crimes. My God, half of the people that are sitting in them chairs at the UN, their countries are guilty of those things.
Breakers of those laws and those principles are sitting right there.
Exactly. Genocide? My God, look what's going on in Syria.
That's like
you never hear
it. That would be like
never hear anything said about that in the
U.S.
They always wanting to condemn Israel for protecting that blockade, you know, a couple years ago when they killed those people that broke that blockade. God darn. Man, they drug Israel over the coals, man.
Yes, no, the flotilla, I remember.
Don't say a thing about Hamas. Don't say nothing about Hezbollah. None of that garbage. It's always...
Well, we are funding Hezbollah and Hamas.
I know, and Al-Qaeda.
And I don't understand. Where is the screams for treason?
None.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Ansar al-Sharia, every terrorist group that's in the Middle East or in Africa, they've even come from Africa over there.
Republicans and Democrats.
They're the same
crap,
two sides of the same coin, Bill.
Yeah, same crap, two piles.
Yeah, exactly. And they both have got a terrible odor.
Oh.
Lord,
they wonder why the rate is so low in the polls and the public and stuff.
If a Republican had done that, Bill, oh God, they would have stormed the White House and run them off with pitchforks.
But
Obama could sit right there in the White House and have a guy, a Muslim, in there that his boss is banned from traveling in the United States, and he's got him right there at the table beside him.
Right her head. Any woman who would go out there and speak in favor of Islam and Muslims needs a slap upside her head.
There's something wrong with them, the way they treat women. There's something seriously wrong.
It's primitive. It's back in the 4th century. It's evil.
And for women to support that just kills me.
I know, man.
I've been seeing blacks and minorities for years use that as a crutch.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
And it's a shame because we let a government use devious methods to divide us in every way they can against each other. They don't want us to stand together as Americans.
Exactly.
If we they cannot control us the way that they want to.
It's like,
And we'll probably be taking all their bank accounts for theft.
What's that saying, Bill? Something about united we stand, divided we fall? Is that
it? That is it.
Well, you know... When you talk about the, I was yesterday's show on Glenn's deal, they had a really good, Buck Sexton was talking about the immigration reform and all this nonsense, and he was referring to the old, at the apex of the Roman Empire in the ancient Rome, prior to their falling, that was another thing that they did. They opened up their borders, and they also used regulatory agencies and things like similar to the bureaucratic things we have now, and
Rome,
these people,
Rome.
They
didn't open their borders; they just kept moving them further and further back. They took over, they would turn the elite of that area into Romans, and the others would still be servants like they were before.
Right.
Look what happened to the four old guys that were high could have accidentally crossed the Iranian border. How long did they stay in prison?
Wow.
A long time, wasn't it?
They had inbreeding going on amongst the blood, the blue blood, with Caesar, were Caligula, and all of those, and it was that was a big part of it. It was the debauchery and the immorality that broke Rome down more than anything.
Well, what was that? What was that Roman city that had the heat to that?
Right.
What was that, guys? What was that Roman city that volcano buried all of them in ash and
Vesuvius?
Vesuvius.
Yeah. I watched a thing on it a couple weeks ago. Sex and all kind. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Sex, drugs.
Yep. Just like at the foot of Mount Sinai when God was putting the tablets together. Exactly. Absolutely. Oh, you know, this is nothing new. Look what's going on in D.C., and I love what Glenn said. He said he loves Vegas because at least they're honest and they have the to admit that they have hookers and crooks in their town.
Yeah,
he says I give him credit for the honesty.
I swear to God, I don't see how somebody like Spencer can run for office.
Oh, my God. Or Wiener.
That tells you what we have is on the West Coast, we have Sodom Fornia. And on the East Coast, we have New Gomorrah, York.
Hey, you spell that, Bill.
I don't know. I'll make that up later. I just thought of it.
God, buddy, I had so much fun talking to you guys yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we got about 14 minutes. There was when you get to Facebook again tonight, Bill, there's Terry Kiley put out something on there.
That's
it's talking
Tom's
about.
Wife, right?
Yeah.
That's
she's
Tom
talking
Kiley's
about.
Yeah.
The Washington Conservative something about says, is this America's future under Obama? And it's got a whole article, which I'm not going to go into now, but everybody check that out. She's always putting great posts up there. So. Yeah, you know, look,
Don't families have a Facebook?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, we do. Yeah.
How do you access it? I'm on Facebook, but I don't know how to get.
Well,
I'm not too technologically savvy.
Well, I think,
up there where you would type in someone's name?
Yeah.
Type in Patriot Family.
I tried that, and it comes up. I even tried to find a couple of my friends and put their name in the high school. And when you put the high school in, I don't know if it messes it won't do anything. It'll just say type in a name.
You can type in a group, the way it's listed, it's capital P Patriot and then space capital F A M I L Y. That's what it's listed.
That's probably why I've not been able to, because I've been having it as just one word.
Yeah, don't do it that way. Yeah, put the space and put the capitals on the first part of
the
word.
You'd be surprised.
So go down to group.
One of the people who post on Patriot Families on Facebook all the time is the group we left.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Richard.
I see it on there all the time.
No, it wasn't Richard. It was some guy that was trying to be a dictator telling us what to put on
Richard.
There. I can't remember his name.
It could be.
Richard
Gates? Was
Richard
it Gates?
Gates. Is that it?
Yeah, he posts on our Patriot site all the time on Facebook.
Well, there's an article. I checked out Patriots for Action. That's what it is, Patriots for Action.
Yeah.
And I used to go back and forth between Patriot Families, Patriot, because I know a lot of the people that's over there. Susan Lemon, there's a guy from Australia, Trevor somebody. He's got Why America Cannot Fail, because he said if America fails, goes down, the rest of the world goes down with it. He said America is the only country that can kind of keep the rest of the world.
Well, that's why you're seeing the big push for Agenda 21 here in the United States, Jeff.
It's on Patriot's Fraction's main page.
You bring down the big one first, and the others will be easier. If you can bring down the big one first, the others will be easier.
Yeah. But read that article. That was very interesting coming from somebody down under. He's got it nailed, brother. His name, it's on Patriots for Action on their main page there. Just scroll down. It's pretty far down toward the bottom, but it's Why America Cannot Fail. It's probably 6-8 paragraphs, but he's got it nailed, man. I tell you.
Yeah.
I've not heard anybody in this country explain it like he did.
Linda.
And understood it.
Chuck was with Joe and Terry and I in the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've been through several sites together. To
we got kicked off of several. We left several voluntarily.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We joined Glenn's 912 as soon as he started that stuff, didn't we, Bill?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
There's quite a few of us at Patriot families. There's a few of us scattered around.
Absolutely.
And I still talk to quite a few of the others on the Internet.
Yeah, I do too. But I spend 90% of my time is spent
there's
on
a
the
lot
Patriot
of good
family side.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good folks
I can't get on chat or anything with that iPad.
Right.
It's incapable of doing it. But, I just go over to see check out some of their blogs, see what they're talking about.
Well, we should have all worked on smoke signals, because pretty soon we may have to use them.
Yeah, you got that right.
So what if we get ham radios, Bill? Will that work?
They can still zero in on
it. They can still intercept it.
Yeah.
There's a Cherokee reservation about 60 miles from me. I may go there and get them to teach me. I swear to God, I went down there when I was a teenager, rode my motorcycle down there, and just walked around the reservation. That was the coolest. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, you know.
I thought that when I spent a lot of time on the Apache reservation.
Man. You know, they got a bad reputation during the war, but by God, they didn't have any choice but fight.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
But they're the kindest, most generous people I've ever met.
I didn't fight them, Chuck. I married one.
My grandmother's half Cherokee. My wife's about a quarter Cherokee. I've got
Cherokee
blood in me,
Cherokee.
But I don't look like it. My brother yesterday, high cheekbones, dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jolene looks, she's like amazing, amazing looking girl.
There's a lot of us around here that's got Cherokee back in our ancestry somewhere.
Mm.
A lot of us.
Yeah, my Aunt Jane, actually, she's not a blood relative, but by marriage, and she was 80, and she passed a couple days back. I think it was on the 5th. Anyway, she was like 80 years old, but she was a good quarter Cherokee. And so Vicky was whatever she got out of that, my cousin.
Well, I'll tell you something. Cherokee seems to be spread out across this country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these people.
You meet a lot of them everywhere you go.
Matter of fact, there, if you look at the map of the Smokies, you'll see Cherokee, North Carolina.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
So
Cherokee, North Carolina.
I know that we're getting real close to our thing, which is it's Wednesday afternoon. See, it's like 5 minutes to 5 here for me.
Well, there's not going to be a show for Terry tomorrow night.
That's correct.
They'll be on she'll be on the road headed here to Indiana.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Friday morning in the wee hours, I'm on the plane.
I'll be loading up, packing up, and ready to pull out Friday morning.
Yep.
Today's the
10th. My daughter will take off to Indianapolis to pick up Linda.
My son's birthday was yesterday.
Wow. Awesome.
29 yesterday.
Good.
I wished him happy birthday. I was up all night last night. I swear to God, I rebuilt my commode, wax seals, the flange gaskets, and...
You got to take care of yourself, my friend.
I'm not going to lay back here. I swear, I wasn't even supposed to be here, by God.
I know.
Where they take part of the lobe of your lung out.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What's that called?
I'm not sure, but.
Oh, shoot. But anyway, they found a spotted lung cancer, and they told me that after they did the surgery, that I'd have to go through a whole bunch of chemo and radiation. And I said, man, my system is so beat down right now. I said, one round of that would kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, I'm not going to spend the last 6 months of my life sick as a dog. I said, do the surgery. If that don't work, then let whatever, you know. And here I am a year later, by God, and I feel better today than I did.
Good. Well, you just hang in there for us because, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll be here a while.
Yeah, I'm going to play.
I told my wife I was immortal. I've tried everywhere in the world to kill myself. Overdose, fires, apartment fires, hydroencephalitis, and I'm still kicking.
You know there's a path been laid for you, and you have to walk it all.
I said, my God, absolutely. I hope I don't live to be 150 and have to suffer like I am right now for another 100 years.
Yep.
She's got an aunt that's 91 that's healthy as a goddamn horse.
I know. My mom's
the same
way. Her
mind and everything is with it.
I'm going to play the promo because I got like 4 minutes, 45 seconds. I'm going to play this thing, and then we're going to do our wrap-up and all that. So hang in there for 41 seconds, guys.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, guys, and thank you both for Frank. No, that was Michael Magic.
Did Frank have a stroke?
Yeah,
well, how's he doing right now?
We don't know because nobody's talked to him. We're trying to get a hold
really?
Of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we had heard that he's went home from the hospital now.
Yeah, and from the
other
place.
You know, before I burnt the hard drive completely up in my laptop, overheated and fried my hard drive. But,
so we're gonna wrap it.
He had a stroke right before it went out, and he's in the hospital. And I think Ron might have been in the hospital.
He was in the hospital till recently, which in the last few months, and then he's
really?
Been home. Robert, who calls in Ron's show, is down there in Florida, not right there close to Frank.
Yep.
And Ron has went and saw Frank, I believe.
Yeah,
yes.
Matter
of fact, he's planning something for this fall, this fall, for a bunch of us to gather down there and see Frank.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you guys both for calling in. It's been an amazing show.
I enjoyed
it. Chuck,
I learned something.
Yeah, and then we're going to let you say goodnight, and I'll be able to say goodnight, and then we'll just wrap it, because I'm going to get ready to pack some stuff.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night, Chuck.
Thanks so
very
much, Chuck.
Educational.
God bless.
Linda,
and Bill,
I'll see you on Friday, Linda.
Okay. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, you
God
guys.
God bless. And,
God bless you.
We're going to have a blast, and it's going to be it'll work out great. I'm praying for all that, and I'm just going to play Keep the Change and get it done. Love you guys. Here we go. And see everybody in Delaney.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. that name. I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
All right, guys, see you in Delaney, and God bless. Have a great night.